Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox in the dark. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Today we have an email from Gabe.
Dude, it's so, yeah, it's dark now, early in the morning, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll get light as we record.
Okay.
Gabe says, hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been studying using the Demon for a month now, and I'm a huge fan of the program and the two podcasts. I've gone from a 157 diagnostic to a 167 on my latest practice test in that time. Since I've been focusing so hard on practice tests and drilling test material, the required LSAT writing sample has been somewhat of an afterthought. I haven't heard you guys touch on it much, and I'd like your expertise on the weight of this writing sample on applications and your direction on how best to prepare for it. I think we can do that in 5 minutes or less. Go for it.
Yeah, it's not graded. It's not important. Obviously, when you do it, you should do the best job you can on it, but that's about it. And in terms of preparation, we have an example or two in LSAT Demon. So,
yeah, we have, you can probably also find them on YouTube. I mean, we have some just like very short little lessons on how to do it. Mm-hmm. I do think it's worth 15 minutes of preparation, but not more than 15 minutes of preparation. I don't think you should ever practice it at all. Like Ben says, it's not scored. It's not part of your 120 to 180. They don't report the results on their 509 report. We've never heard, you know, a law school dean talk about the importance of it or whatever.
Never.
Many schools have explicitly said in the past that they just ignore them entirely. Mm-hmm. But it will accompany all of your law school applications. And these days, now that it's typed and word processed, it would make more sense that schools start to kind of pay attention, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would. I would. If mm-hmm. I was a law school, I would look at yeah. it. It yeah. tells me a hell of a lot more, honestly, than your personal statement.
Yeah, it's writing that you had to write by yourself.
With a proctor.
Mm-hmm.
In time.
Yep.
You know, it's like, and like someone like Ben, someone like me, we can make judgments about your writing ability in one sentence or two sentences. And so, you know, like the same thing with the personal statement, really, right, Ben? Like you'd look at it and then two sentences, you'd have some ideas.
Yeah.
Yep. But we could do that with the LSAT writing sample just as easily. So follow the directions. Definitely follow the assignment. You're supposed to be advocating for one side over the other. And that means something very explicitly. They're giving you like a plan A, plan B, but they're basically equivalent. And yeah. they want you not to do a book report on the two plans, but they want you to pick a plan and choose a plan and advocate for that plan, like emphasize the strengths of that plan and the weaknesses of the other.
Yes. And that does not mean to ignore inconvenient facts, right? Like sometimes people advocate for a position by saying why they think you should do X, and then they just conveniently ignore anything that would go against that position. You need to address the weak facts of your case.
You could do that, right? But you also could instead acknowledge and then spin it. And so like mm-hmm. if you can find a way to say, well, it's true that plan A has this, but plan B has this better version of that.
Yeah.
You know, or it's true that plan A has this weakness, but plan B has an even worse weakness over here.
Yep.
And that's advocacy. So, you know, you don't get to make facts up, but you want to spin those facts in your favor. I don't think we need to say anything more about the LSAT writing sample.
No, I do need to say something more about your background. It is already lighting up. So I was curious, like, how fast is the Earth moving? Do you have any guess?
Well, around the sun or
no,
how fast is it spinning?
Is it spinning, right? Because
yeah. Yeah. Around its axis, oh, Jesus, this is like a Google interview question. You know, what is the yeah. Earth? Let's see. So the diameter of the Earth mm-hmm. is going to be, just totally wildly guessing. The diameter of the Earth is going to be 20,000 miles.
Okay.
Maybe 40,000 miles.
Okay. Yeah, let me look.
Let's say the radius of the Earth is 20,000 miles. So let's see, pi r squared would get you the circumference of the Earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 20,000 squared would be
400,000, right?
Yeah, 400,000 times pi, we'll just round pi to 3.
3, yep.
Gives you 1.2 million. And then it's going to go all the way. So you're going to go 1.2 million miles in 24 hours. So yeah. Divide that.
Well, it's convenient. It's 1.2. So
1.2 divided by 24. Yeah, I mean, can I just use a calculator? 1200000 divided by 24
divided by 60.
50,000 miles an hour?
Oh, no, no, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, wait, what'd you say? 50,000
miles an hour?
50,000, yeah, okay. That was a good way to come to the answer. If you Google speed of the Earth, it says roughly 1,000 miles per hour. You can get into the exact numbers, but the problem started with your measurement of the Earth. So
yeah, well, right. I was wildly guessing. I
mean, wildly guessing.
What's the diameter what's the radius of the Earth?
The radius is about 4,000 miles. So instead of 20.
Oh, and I did pi r squared, which is area, not circumference. Oh, I needed to do pi times pi. Diameter. Wait, what's the dumbass? What's the radius again?
It's about 4,000 miles.
Oh, so my first guess, I said 10,000 miles, didn't I? For diameter.
I don't remember.
Or 20,000 for diameter. So 8,000 for diameter. So 8,000 times 3, let's say roughly, 24,000 miles diameter. Oh, but then 24,000 miles circumference.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And
okay, and so, it has to do that
and that's
every
24 hours. Oh. Yeah.
Whoa, so that's 1,000 miles an hour. Wait, but
exactly.
You said
Yep.
Is that what you said? 1,000 miles an hour?
Yep, roughly 1,000 miles an hour. Yeah.
All right, we're done. Wrap it up.
Hey, well, your background's getting lighter already, and that's why.
That's true. Email, miles an hour.
Yep. Thanks, Gabe. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.